Hello and welcome to Season 2, Episode 5 of the Cannabis Therapy Podcast, your go-to cannabis talk show for news, resources, and education. I'm Jen. I've been in the cannabis consumption industry for about 10 years now. But before we keep going, make sure to hit subscribe below and give this video a thumbs up.
Nice job, Jen. Thank you. Rocked it out. And I am Earl, and I'm a serial entrepreneur in the cannabis space. I guess you can call it a ganjapreneur.
You are.
I've been growing, processing, and retailing as an owner-operator for the past 8 years. And we are here to get a well-balanced understanding about cannabis and cannabis products.
Yes, we are. And today we are going to talk about smoking while working out and the benefits of why you should.
Right up my alley.
It is.
We got some tough things we're going to talk about.
Yes.
I have some tips I'm going to give you. But before we do that, again, please subscribe to our YouTube channel. You can find us at G3 Cannabis Therapy. Or you can also look up Cannabis Therapy Podcast.
Yes.
And you go to our website, all our resources, all our slides, cannabistherapynetwork.org. And I'm sure Jared's going to have a nice little graphic for us at that point for that. And we're good.
Yeah, let's get right into it with NUG News.
NUG News!
What do you got for us today?
So our NUG News is sponsored by Tiggity. Tiggity is the first therapeutic journal app where you can actually journal how cannabis therapeutically affects you. Whether it makes you calm or sleepy or relaxed or even focused. So you can go back and actually find the same products based upon your intention.
Right.
And also share with other people as well so that they can also have more positive experiences that they're actually looking for. And avoid the ones that that you're not. And also is sponsored by Craft Cannabis Club, the first private club for working professionals in Detroit, downtown Detroit. Yes. And again, it's for like-minded professionals to come together and share cannabis.
Yeah.
Education. Really cool. Resources.
You got to check it out. Grand opening Friday, August 23rd.
It is. And you can go to craftcannabisclub.org. Craft Cannabis Club. That's three words.
It is.
craftcannabisclub.org. And you can submit your name and your information, and you can get the application to join from right there.
Cool.
News. All right. Starting local, starting in Michigan. Michigan is experiencing a medical marijuana drought.
Oh, no.
This is what happens when instead of regulate, you strangulate. And therefore, the market, we call it the illicit market or the unregulated market flourishes, and the regulated market needs to take a couple years to kind of get on track. So a lot of medical marijuana stores have to get their product from a medical marijuana grower or a medical marijuana processor. There's only so many of them.
Right.
And even when they get approved, it's going to take them 5 to 6 months to get their first batch. And even when they get their first batch, doesn't even mean it's going to meet the quality standards. So therefore, they're going through a little rough patch right now.
That's a little sad.
But go to the Craft Cannabis Club and you'll be okay. All right.
Don't worry about any of that.
Moving on. Michigan Marijuana Regulatory Agency warns of possible THC potency testing inaccuracy. Oh my God. The sky is falling. Possible THC inaccuracy. Oh my God.
Wait, so like it's just, that's really,
so part of
the news?
Yeah, I know. Well, part of the rules is that all the products have to be lab tested. And some of the lab tests, one lab company can test it, say it's at 13% THC. Another lab test could test it, and they say it's at 10% THC.
Okay.
And they're now saying that that's an inaccuracy because it's greater than 3 points, and they're doing recalls or putting warnings out there. But at the end of the day, 3,000, 5,000 years ago, no one cried about how something was inaccurately tested.
I guess, so you've been in the industry for a while, and I mean, does a plant always have the same amount of THC throughout the entire bud? Like, could they have tested different parts of the bud?
Very good point. There's a lot of different factors come to testing.
Right.
Again, you're only testing maybe 3 to 5 grams, but of a plant, the buds on the top have different terpenes and cannabinoids, which could be different than the buds in the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
So depending on what buds you do pick out, there is a different variance.
Right.
Not even on that, like say you have the same genetic, say you got OG Kush, OG Kush grown by one grower, it's not gonna, in one room,
right,
could be different than the other room.
Yeah.
So there's going to be variables. I mean, long story short, you just got to, you know, start slow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you take a cup of Toke, see where it takes you. It's not like edible per se when you eat it and it's just like,
you're done.
You know,
that's all you get.
And it's just like, you know, you go to the store, no one says, I want the strongest liquor you got, you know, and just take a shot. And just,
right.
You know, you have some wine or you have a drink or two, you see where you at and you kind of play it by ear.
Right.
So same thing with cannabis, regardless of what the THC or testing says, everybody's different. Try to actually find your therapeutic sweet spot, and you do that by trying to start low and start slow. Don't have to worry about the testing. But there's an article, read it if you'd like to. Let's go national. Why did the Fed spend more on weed bust than fighting domestic terrorism? This is a very good article for you to read in depth. But honestly, we spent more on busting people for a plant, than terrorism that is actually killing people. So, again, a plant that, right, technically, was never nothing about the plant. It was
right.
Only because of the people. And now that we understand that the war on drugs wasn't about the plant itself because it was dangerous, it was about segregating and controlling and oppressing certain people, black and brown in particular, and they say lower class or low income whites. They wanted to separate them and control them through this war on drugs. Now we understand that, and we're still fighting about the plant. Does it make any sense?
It makes no sense.
It makes no
Cannabis
sense.
Has never killed anyone.
All right. So, we're not done yet. Legalization is still 2020 race that's up and coming. We still got to keep pushing. We still got to keep putting pressure until
Absolutely.
We regulate cannabis like corn.
I like that.
Cannabis
yes.
and corn?
Cannabis right. and corn.
Corn? Okay, cool. Marijuana-infused product brand Dixie, they do edibles. They inked a licensing deal with, this is your favorite tea, Arizona Tea.
What?
It's getting in the game. That's the game. Now, some companies are just doing CBD.
Right.
Arizona's, they're coming in with THC.
They're like,
and
nah,
infused.
We know our market.
They're talking about candies. They're talking about drinks.
I need a drink from them.
I mean, like, I'm excited about it.
That's really
cool.
That's
pretty cool.
That's really
you
cool.
Know, their energy. You drink an energy, Arizona, almost on a daily basis. That's what's up. Look at that. See?
Poop. I got him on stomach.
One day, this is going to be. It says energy, and it says herbal tonic.
And it says RX, which is really funny.
One day, these Arizona
Look
bees
at that plus.
Are going
this
to...
This is what they need to infuse first.
Yes, yes.
I'm talking to you, Arizona.
Yes.
Infuse this first.
Holla
I will
at
buy
us.
It.
Holla at us. We can market your product.
We got
your
you.
Back. Last story. Did Ohio lawmakers accidentally legalize marijuana? A lot of
really?
Law enforcement people say yes. And there's some, like, people are, like, running around because the reason they say is because the governor signed a bill that legalized him.
Mm-hmm.
But people, law enforcement is having an issue. They can't tell the difference between marijuana and hemp.
Right.
I mean, honestly, because they're the same damn thing.
Right. Yeah,
so
we were just talking about those.
Right. So, and there's no way for them to test. They pull you over. I mean, if I said, oh, this is hemp. How are you going to tell me it's not?
Right.
They can't
They don't
test.
Have, like, an on-site testing
They cannot
kit.
Test it. So they technically are saying it's like a free-for-all. Like, we just can't figure
Screw
it out. It is what it is. So,
which is how it should be. Like, just yeah. let you guys do it all.
Regulate marijuana or cannabis like corn or marijuana like apples. I mean, it just, until that's done. And then if you need a license to sell, okay, you get a license.
Right.
But once you start trying to come up with all these rules and point this and point that, it just is never ending. It's going to be more confusion. More people are still going to get. The whole point was just stop getting people locked up
right.
for a plant. And you're still trying to figure out stuff to lock people up. Leave the shit alone. Legalize it like corn. If I want a corn on the cob, damn it, let me get a corn on the cob. If I want to grow some corn in the backyard, damn it, let me grow some corn in the backyard. All right, I don't know. I'm done.
All right, let's get right into the main topic. Working out while high. Working out with cannabis, the top 5 reasons you're going to want to.
Yes. This is I work out high all the time.
All the time. That's
all
like your
time.
Thing. You work out twice a day? Every day.
I do. I try to do a workout in the morning. It's more of a get my day started, like a 20-30 minute meditative stretch. But sometimes it gets a little, you know, I get hard in the paint. And then in the afternoon, I finish it 30-40 minutes. That's my therapy along with cannabis. So I'm double therapeutic myself. Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Double therapeutic. Yeah. Okay. Let's get into it. So working out with cannabis, top 5 reasons you'll want to. And I'll give you my reasons too. Number one, let's see. Top 5. Number 1 is cannabis may relieve exercise-related pain. I mean, that's true.
Yeah, I mean, it's a pain reliever. It makes sense that if you exercise and get sore, cannabis will help.
Yeah, so I actually had a pain doing tricep extensions and sometimes your elbows. I guess you call it tendonitis.
Okay.
But now, actually, when I consume cans before workout, I don't really feel the tendonitis. So
that's good.
That's a true tip. So if you are in pain or even sore,
because
if you haven't worked out in a little bit and you do try to work out, your ass may be just a little sore. If you did some squats, maybe had time sitting down, your arms, your chest a little sore. So it's good for reducing that pain and that soreness too. So I like that one. Tip number two, cannabis may boost your metabolism.
So I've heard of this, and I've seen an article somewhere, like in high school, that people who smoke cannabis are less likely to be overweight.
Yes, and there actually was an article in the news, too. Oh, my God. Ash in the wrong place. I apologize. Is that like a penalty?
You're just being an asshole.
Yeah. Because the other thing was called when you have a bong and you didn't wipe your ass. I got hold of Jen's lingo. All right, so.
I'm just going to move those.
I'm sorry. What was it? May boost your metabolism. Yes. Okay. So from a working out point, I used to be a personal trainer and still can personal train. It is true, if you're eating more smaller meals throughout the day, your metabolism is constantly working.
Okay, so snacking all day is good.
Yeah, it is.
You heard it from Earl.
It is. But you try to break them up, say, every 2-3 hours.
Okay.
So every 2-3 hours, give your body to digest that, and then you feed it some more. Digest that, feed it some more. So that's, you know, small meals throughout the day, you can do that. But yeah, there was a scientific article that said that people who consume cannabis are less obese.
Right.
Than people. But you would think the opposite because you got the
munchies.
Yeah,
it's just that connotation.
Yeah. You just munch on broccoli, okay? And just don't munch on, that's hard enough. I had gummy bears at the crib.
Okay.
Last 2 days, and they didn't even last 2 days. I had to get more gummy
bears.
Were
they edible gummy bears or normal?
No, just regular. I love regular, you know, gummy bears.
That's
true. Gummy bears and Twizzlers. But it increased my metabolism because I guess I was munching on
my
stuff. So.
There you go.
So, but even working out, period, if you're working out, that's going to increase your metabolism
because
your body is going to be burning fat even when you're not working out, especially when you do high-intensity workouts. So, consuming cannabis will help boost your metabolism. That helps burn your fat. It helps you get more lean. It helps you get to the goal if that's one of your goals to be.
Mm-hmm.
So,
cool.
That's true.
The next one.
Number three.
It'll boost your focus, especially the CBD. How do you feel about that?
So I would say it's more than just CBD.
Thanks.
Because I'm all about the whole plant.
Right.
So CBD is not going to be effective without some THC. And the THC, CBD, you know, those are two of hundreds of different cannabinoids, flavonoids, terpenes. They are dominant players, but I do believe CBD helps along with all the other cannabinoids. And the question is, helps your focus? I'm going to have to say that depends on the type.
Always. And that's exactly what I was going
to
say.
Yeah. I know people are used to the indica sativa type language, and they think sativa is more uplifting, indica is more of a body downer. I think those don't really fit. It's not a one-size-fit-all system to recommend cannabis. It just depends on the terpene profile. It depends on the cannabinoids. It depends on the flavonoids. So you're going to have to find that personal kind of trial by error.
Mm-hmm.
And usually things that smell more citrusy or more fruity are the ones that help you more focus.
Yeah.
And even piney, too.
Okay.
It'll help you focus, too. So I would say it will help you focus and also a little bit. If you are smoking a lot, like there's a threshold.
Right.
You have that sweet spot. There's a bell curve that goes, okay, I'm in my sweet spot. But then if you keep consuming, then you can be like, I don't need to work out today.
Right.
You know what? I'm chilling today. You know what? I would recommend do a couple puffs, see where you at, do a couple more puffs, and go from there.
Yeah, I think that's smart. You don't want to smoke like a whole blunt and then try to go work out.
Yeah. So less is more if you're trying to work out, which is why we're going to give you some more tips as to what form or method is best to consume before you work out. But less is more. Only a couple puffs. You don't have to go hard in a pain.
Yeah, don't go hard.
Yeah. And the kind does matter. So you do want to try different kinds. Then you find that one kind is like, you know what, this one really got me, you know, amped or uplifted or happy. And then when you're happier, you're getting more flow, you're working out. It's not such a daunting task for some people. If you don't love working out, then it could be something that you are kind of into.
Everything's more fun high.
Exactly. Cool. Cannabis may soothe sore muscles. We kind of touched about that on number one. But definitely, I mean, when you're working out, you're tearing your muscles up, and they have to rebuild themselves. Mm-hmm. And as they're rebuilding, you're gonna have some soreness.
Exactly. Yeah.
And that soreness could take. Again, if you're sore, I recommend don't just not work out. Still keep moving.
Maybe stretching. Not as much, but
exactly. Because you want to get the blood flow going through those muscles again, and that's going to loosen you up, and you'll be less sore. Otherwise, you may be sore for 4 or 5 days. But if you kept working out something lighter, the next day you'll feel a lot better.
You'll still feel better, but not as sore.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
And it'll go. Your body will get used to it. But definitely, if you're just now getting back into the swing of things, working out with cannabis, it can help you reduce that inflammation as well. And part of the soreness, too, is that inflammation. So CBD, THC, the anti-inflammatory cannabinoids, mm-hmm. so that naturally goes with that.
Cool.
Cannabis may wipe away the pre-workout anxiety.
Some people, if they go to the gym and they haven't been in a while, maybe they're a little overweight, you know, like cannabis just kind of makes you forget that other people are looking at you.
I get you. I guess I never got anxious about working out, but I get what you're saying. Okay, right. So you're saying you kind of
you don't want to, like, mess up on the machines setting. Or do something wrong.
Man, fuck everybody else, all right? You go ahead and do your workout, all right? Sorry. I'm just saying.
It's true. No, I agree completely.
Yeah, but I get, smoking could help you say, fuck everybody else.
Exactly.
I'm going to do my thing, you know, and just
maybe you won't be so nervous to ask for help.
Yeah.
I know I'm a lot nicer when I smoke.
True. True. It helps out your...
What are you saying, Earl?
it help balances your endocrine system.
Yes, exactly.
That's it.
Exactly.
I get it.
That was a good
save. I guess anxiety, if you got a personal trainer. But, I mean, long story, if you're just active, you're in there and you're doing your thing, just you're doing a lot more than 90% of people. Just go on there, do your thing. You can do some, go online, watch some routines.
Right, yep.
Follow the routines. But more, just be active, just move, and don't worry about anybody else. But smoking cannabis definitely will help do that. Cool. Some tips for working out high.
This is literally the first thing I was like, so what do? You smoke it or take edibles? And Tamara was like, don't take an edible.
And the reason, because...
I was like, okay.
Well, I would say that I do.
But you're very experienced in it.
Because... I'm consistent on which edible I'm going to use, which is a gummy bear.
A gummy bear. I knew it was going to be a gummy bear.
And I know each gummy bear is typically between 5 to 8 milligrams. And for me, that's like 3 glasses of wine or 3 beers where, all right, I'm cool, but I'm not like, laying out. So unless you are having a consistent edible that you can dose.
Right. That's very
important.
Don't
use an edible. Because then you may start working out. But then you're going to be like, and then if you're in a public gym, talk about anxiety.
What's that guy doing? He's just taking a nap on that bench.
You're going to be thinking, everybody's looking at you working out. Oh, my God, you're looking at me. My leggings. What's going on? So, yeah.
Do you wear leggings to the gym?
No, because you wear leggings. I do not wear leggings in the gym. There are guys, though, who do wear. It's just not my thing. I want to show off my bulge. Just saying, my bulge is for my wife. That's what it's for, huh? My cookies go back to the yard. Is that even a song?
No, it's my milkshake, and it's a girl singing.
Okay, whatever. All right. Intensity of your workout. Moving on. The intensity of your workout should never be 100% of physical maximum. Ooh, research shows that people who ingest THC hit their max heart rate at lower workloads.
Hmm.
So I will say this. I'm a big fan of high intensity workouts.
Okay.
But you go your max for, 30, 60 seconds, maybe a minute and 30 seconds. You do that. For example, say I'm on a treadmill. I'm not the guy that's going to run on the treadmill for an hour.
I can't see you doing that. You're way too busy.
No. But I will go on a treadmill. Say I put it on a max, at a speed, incline.
What speed?
I'll put it at like 9. And then I'll put the incline at like 7.
Damn.
And then I will run that for 60 seconds. And then when I get off, I take a 20-second rest, and then I'll jump rope hard for 60 seconds. And then I take a 20-second rest, and then I'll do push-ups or dips for a max rate. So I am hitting out my max, but I'm doing it in intervals.
But again, you also work out every day, twice a day.
Let's not give out my secrets here, but yes. I work out.
So, like, you're very used to this. You're very experienced in what your body's comfortable.
True. But I can understand how your blood, because Kind of like how the story of Viagra came about. They didn't understand that it actually like increased
the blood flow,
and therefore that's what it was. But cannabis actually like helps increase the blood flow, which can also increase your heart rate.
That makes a lot of sense.
But I don't care about my heart rate. I'm going hard in the paint. All right, I'm going hard. But warning, watch out if you are consuming cannabis. Your heart rate can go up, but man up. That's what it is. You know, that's what you gotta do. I should probably not be talking about
you should not say that. Don't do that. No, be careful.
Be careful. Be careful. But yeah, high intensity workouts are good. You could do a 20-30 minute workout, which would be equivalent to like an hour or 2 hour workout.
Mm-hmm.
For that treadmill, instead of me running for an hour in a treadmill, if I do high intensity for 20 minutes, I'm burning just as much calories during that time. And then even after, my body is still burning calories
right,
as well.
Right.
So. Other one, understand your relationship with weed, true. How it affects your mind and body, microdosing is recommended. And
which is exactly what you say you do with the gummies.
Yeah, and microdosing is you doing low dosage amounts.
Mm-hmm.
Typically between 1 and 5 milligrams is a microdose. If you're talking about edibles, 1 or 2 puffs from a joint is microdosing. And you just depend on what, you know, how many puffs you think you need to work out. I know you said you haven't worked out in a minute.
I probably would only do like 2 or 3 puffs.
Yeah?
To be honest, just to start and kind of see how I'm feeling.
Okay.
Because I don't want to smoke too much and then be like, I don't want to work out.
If you guys want to see Jen do a workout with cannabis that I'm training her for, please subscribe.
If we get 100 extra subscriptions, I will work out.
And we will air the episode with Jen's first workout since high school while she's high. That's what we're going to do. High interval workout. High intensity, 20 minutes. We'll show you how to work out with cannabis from a beginner standpoint. Huh?
I'll do it.
You already got the leggings.
100 extra subscriptions. There I do go. Have the leggings.
We're good.
All my leggings are workout leggings because they're the only ones that have pockets.
Look at that. You got shoes?
I do have shoes. They're from high school.
The high school chillers? Good.
That's why, that's how I know, is because they're the same exact shoes from high school.
Nice.
And they're still good because they never get used.
So we're going to all consume before the workout. You're going to see us consume. You're going to see the type of workout we got. And, you know, the myth, like, you think you work, people are lazy who's consuming. It's just myths, man. It's just propaganda.
It
is. But you can show how you can still go hard in the paint, enjoy the workout, have fun. Maybe you just laugh the whole time. Like, hey, 20 pounds. No.
I don't think I will laugh the whole time.
Okay. That's our
I think
main
I
topic?
Will curse a lot.
That was good. That was a main
topic.
That is
a good main topic.
We good?
Yeah, let's go
on
into
the next segment.
Yeah. Token takeaways?
Token takeaways.
Token takeaways.
Working out with cannabis. We gave 5 tips. What one token that you would take away?
Definitely the microdosing. I would have thought that in the edibles, honestly, because I would have totally popped an edible and been like, I'm good to go.
Yeah. Because
then I would have started the workout and then it would have hit.
Yeah.
And then, you know, but now that I think about it, it really wouldn't be a good idea. Because by the time I was high, I'd probably be already done working out because it takes like 30 minutes. And it's not like I'm going to work out longer than 30 minutes. Get on an elliptical, 30 minutes,
yeah.
Done. That was the last time I worked out.
Elliptical?
Elliptical. Ellipticizing.
Elliptical? Ellipticizing?
You know the...
Yeah, I'm not calling that a workout. I'm really not. And nothing wrong with elliptical, but... Yeah, that right there. I can just see it. Would you watch your TV while you were doing it?
Yeah.
Okay, you were working out. That's that workout. My token takeaway would be, so actually, it's almost a tip too, token away. If you're going to consume, you should consume at least 20, 30 minutes before you're working out.
Okay.
Or 20 and 30 minutes even after you're working out. So if you're looking to prevent soreness, ingesting cannabis or smoking cannabis 20, 30 minutes after you work out, and the reason is, you have about an hour after you work out to where your body is just absorbing anything you feed it.
Okay.
So protein drinks, you know, if you're taking supplements, even hemp supplements, if you do that within an hour of after you worked out, you get the maximum benefit of that.
Oh.
And that will reduce your inflammation and that will reduce your soreness. Personal training tips here.
That is good.
Huh?
Look at you.
Look at that.
Look at all this free information
that
people are
getting. / semi-pro tip. We're about to go to semi. I still
got
more
tips. We're
going
to go to semi-pro tips.
Semi-pro tips?
What's your pro tip? You can start first.
My pro tip would be to actually consume and then start with a nice, almost like a nice yoga warm-up.
Okay.
Because cannabis really does help connect your mind, your body, and your spirit. And even if you're not feeling like working out, I mean, just tell yourself, all right, I'm just going to do this a little stretch,
mm-hmm.
okay? So I consume just like, you know, just like this, you know. All right, I'll take a couple puffs. All right. I'm not feeling the day. Man, I feel like working out. Ah, my day, I got so much going on. All right, let me just start off with a stretch. I could put you can YouTube, you know, 5 minute, you know, yoga stretch. Start doing that stretch. You get into your body, you get into your mind. And all of a sudden you get into like this zone. And then you're just like, you know what? All right, that was 5 minutes. I could do another 5. And I could do another 10. And then actually, okay. No, you're going for about 30 minutes. So you don't even have to go into the workout thinking you're going to do 20 or 30 minutes. Just start with 5. Everybody's got 5, 10 minutes. I mean,
right.
Seriously. You got 5, 10 minutes. It's going to take you that much to put your shoes on and stuff. Anyway, so don't even put your shoes on. Just get to it. Just start it. Do that. And then, all right, now you get into the flow. All right, now I can put my shoes on. I can, you know, get everything else on. And now your blood's going. Your body.
You're already into it. You're
now you're
doing
into
it.
And now you, put some weights on it, and you're good. So that's my tip.
That's a good tip. My tip is also a question. What is the best cultivar you found for working out high?
Is that a question for me, or are you
yes.
going? Is that that's
you.
A, like
that's
a rhetorical question
for you?
For you. The best one.
You do it.
Yeah, 9 pound hammer.
9 pound hammer.
And what my nose, if you didn't have 9 pound hammer close to you, what it smells like is very floral.
Right.
And it has a little bit of citrus taste and smell to it as well. But it's more dominantly floral, but I know it just gets me uplifted.
Okay.
When I work out, and I actually work out to either classical or contemporary Christian music. You would
okay.
think I like want to go hard in the paint,
yeah.
into a box, but it's like I don't get mad. Like I'm
right.
not get mad for it. Like I'm not gonna fight no one right now.
Yeah.
I mean, this is more therapeutic for me. Cannabis is therapeutic for me. My workout is therapeutic for me. All the stresses of being an entrepreneur on a day-to-day basis. Stresses of being married. I mean, all that stuff. I mean, it's just, I work out and you just think about all that. I run to it. I don't run away from it. I run to all those obstacles. I face them head on. I face all those voices telling me you ain't shit. You can't do this. You're not going to do that. All the negativity, I accept it. I face it through my workout and through cannabis. And I reemerge as of, let's do this.
I like that. So my pro tip is to try 9 pound hammer. First, when you're working out high.
I did all that so she could take the...
did you like my pro tip?
I did. That was smooth. That was low-key. Like, I didn't even see it coming.
I thought about that earlier today.
I didn't even see it coming.
I'll be honest.
Did you?
I did.
Did you? I like that. That was good. John put you up there. Huh?
He did not.
No?
That was all me.
Cool. So that's it for our pro tips, our key takeaways, and
yes.
on to our last segment.
Please
which
subscribe.
Is telling you to subscribe. Now, if you subscribe, we're not going to keep asking you to
exactly.
subscribe.
Exactly. And if we get 100, you're going to see me work out high.
Yes.
Which is going to be really funny.
Deadlifts, power lifts, all of it. We're going to go hard. No. Nothing wrong with it if you're using it in a high-intensity way. You elliptical hard in the paint, 60 seconds. Get off that, boy. Do something else.
30 minutes, nice, slow, leisurely walk.
High-intensity workouts.
But yes, and also please go to CannabisTherapyNetwork.org. All of the resources for the show are on there.
Yes.
And subscribe, subscribe, subscribe.
So all the slides, you can get all the slides from there too. Craft Cannabis Club, you can get access to that from the Cannabis Therapy Network website too. And then subscribe. What do you got to do?
Subscribe.
Subscribe. Come on, subscribe. Damn. Share a friend. You know, let's grow this. You know, we're trying to, I don't know. I'm just begging. Just freaking
please.
Subscribe, man. We appreciate it. Thank you also for watching.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, Leo. Thank you, Tamara. Thank you, Jared, for being behind the camera. He only wears underwear behind the camera, so we really appreciate that.
It keeps our spirits up.
It does. It does. His nipples are funny. Funny nipples.
Don't say that.
No? I can't say nipples a bad word?
Cut that out.
Well, thank you, guys. We'll see you next week.